So this lecture is on dihybrid crosses, and in this case we have two characters and two traits for each character. I highly recommend you go to the DNA Learning Center. There's a link right here in the notes online. It's the best resource on the entire internet for genetics. There's nothing better than the DNA Learning Center. And so if you click on that link, it'll do a wonderful, it's better than anything you're going to hear in the next few minutes from me. And it does a great visual, and it sort of walks you through how a dihybrid cross works. But I'll walk you through it really quickly here in my lecture. So the, if you're still with me, here we go. So we're going to look at two characters. We're going to look at seed color, and we're going to look at seed coat. And in terms of each character has two traits. So the seed color, it can be either yellow or green. Yellow is dominant over green, which is recessive. And for seed coat, we're going to look at round seeds versus wrinkled seeds. Round is dominant over wrinkled. And what we're going to do is we're going to start the P generation, the very first generation, the parental generation, with purebred organisms that have all dominant traits, and we're going to cross it with organisms that have all recessive traits. So basically what we're starting with is an organism that has pure yellow and pure round, and against a organism that has pure green, pure wrinkled. And what we get is we get, well, first of all, we get the gametes. So the gametes, remember, the gametes will separate. That's the law of segregation. So we get a big Y and a big R in each of, you know, one organism's, or the yellow round one, it'll only produce one kind of gamete, big Y, big R. And then the other one, the little Y, little R, is produced from the green wrinkled seed. And once again, it's because the law of segregation says you're going to separate, so the little y and the little r go into a gamete. And because in segregation, all the gametes are the same, it's a pretty simple problem. So you have the big Y, big R, crossing with the little y, little r, and it turns out that your offspring, which will be the F1 generation, are all yellow, because that's the dominant, and they're round. So they're yellow round. That's the phenotype. What's the genotype? The genotype is big Y, big R, little r. And if you look back at the gametes that made this organism, you can see why we have big Y, big R, little r. Okay. Now, here's where it gets complicated. We're now at the F1 generation. If we're going to make an F2 generation, we have to take that F1 individual and essentially cross it with itself. But what's interesting is because you have two of these characters with two traits each, it gets interesting. So what happens is your big Y, and big R will actually separate. So essentially what you do is you make four possible gametes from these individuals. So you get four possible eggs and four possible sperm. And it's really hard for me to do this because I don't have a way to visually show you. So if you don't understand how this happens, come see me during tutorial and we can talk about, you know, how to visualize this and how to create the four eggs or ova as they have here and the four sperm. I can show you how it's done. And then you put it in a 4x4 matrix, and then that represents all the possible offspring that you can get. And so it's pretty crazy. And if you actually look at this and you go, okay, what do we have? It turns out that you have 16 individuals, 16 things here, and 9/16 of them will be yellow round. That's, the dominant and trait, and then you'll have 3/16 will be green round, 3/16 will be yellow wrinkled, and 1/16th will be green wrinkled. And that's simply by the nature of crossing these individuals. The reason this happens is because the one thing that you need to know is there, Mendel came up with what's called his second law, which is that traits independently assort, which means when you have big Y, little y, big R, little r, they don't have to line up the same way. I like to think of this during meiosis in metaphase. They don't have to line up where you have big Y on top of big R and little y on top of little r. That is one possibility. When you go through segregation, you'll get an individual that's big Y, big R. So that's one sperm, let's say. And you have little y, little r. That's another sperm. So you get two possible sperm. But you can have another possibility. You can have big Y on top of little r and little y on top of big R. And then when you go through a segregation, you have big Y, little r, and you have little y, big R. And those are two other possible sperm. So you have four possible sperm. Once again, it's hard for me to, I can't really show you. So I would go look at the DNA Learning Center and then, or come see me, we can talk about it. This is called a dihybrid cross because it's two hybrid individuals, big Y, little y, big R, little r, from, you know, two individuals. So you get two hybrid individuals coming together. And the classic dihybrid cross gives you a phenotype ratio of 9331, as I've just shown you.